lotioning his hands. It's very impressive. Mm.
If I was y'all, I would be impressed with me.
We're lagging a little bit. Hang on. Here we go with this shit again. Let's go to Task Manager real quick.
Too much power, dog.
I haven't done anything. I'm upgrading to Windows 11 too, man. I'm being honest. Kind of tired of it.
One day, you know, you just got to take that leap and hope it's the... I've been avoiding Windows 11 for a long time.
I've used it enough at work. It's fine.
Yeah, it's way past the threshold of being fine, I think. Because you know how you just got to wait a while and let them work out all the kinks. And
chat, are we lagging at all?
Chat, give me some feedback, baby.
I'm moving back and forth on purpose to make sure I'm not lagging before we get started.
Give me some feedback, chat.
Audio, video lag, nothing like that, right? We should be good.
Don't lie to us.
Just doing this on purpose. I'm watching the playback on the stream, and I don't see anything wrong. We're good, okay. I'm getting a little bit in OBS. That's why I was asking. That's fine. As long as it's not here.
You see me? You see my bacon? You see it shaking? No? All right. Jesus All Christ. Right. Obviously, it's going to be a tough crowd today. I feel like it.
I'm glad you know where you lie, man, with your nonsense.
I am just a lovable oaf trying to get by.
Here we go.
What?
Lovable oaf, he says, chat.
Look, chat, lotion.
Just don't be a Pinkasso, chat.
The best lotion. This is not an ad. I shouldn't be showing nobody this. Y'all not paying me.
Giving up free ad space.
I know, man.
Man.
Get that out of here, man. Get that lotion out of here, B.
Chat.
Get that lotion out of here, B. You know, you know what go together like bread and butter? Black people and coconut.
What do lotion. I get a strike for? I didn't do anything. I refute. All right, everybody.
Hey,
started,
anybody been playing Power World? Can we get some ones in the chat for Power World?
Pokemon with guns, nothing.
Greatest game of all time?
Nope.
The game is awesome. You just need a starter kit before you start.
That's yeah, see, all. No thanks, man. Cool. I watch people play it. I don't have enough time.
No, they kind of don't like tell you anything, but once you basically all you got to do is just chop down trees, build your bed and a it's typical. If you played Valheim, Legos, it's the typical thing. Build your bed, build your little workbench, and then go around and catch little, whatever they're called, pals.
Catch your pals, you beat them up, and you catch them with Pokeballs.
Yo, just realize that their name is pals.
Yeah, you're beating your pals up, and you can make them work harder. I mean, honestly, not, like all jokes aside, it looks like a fun game. I just don't have enough time in my life for it. Like, I think I'm going to just like stick to the Monster Hunter.
Oh, because he's a mon hun.
Yeah, man. I think I'm gonna stick to
that. Are you the mon father?
Alright, now we're gonna get started, chat. Thank you for hanging out today, man. Welcome to the Super Weapon Podcast.
Jesus Christ. See how this guy does his friends?
Holy. Holy
cow, I asked a simple question here.
Nah, man. I'm not the mon father. No, thank you.
And before we get started, let's welcome back Veronica. She's here.
Oh, you didn't fire her again. Oh, man, awesome.
No, she took the mask off. I told her it had to go, right?
You can't do that in the workplace?
No, it's my workplace. Look, we have... I let her slide with it for a long time, but October was like 8 months ago, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Take care of yourself, chat. I just... Yeah, let's get started.
She was wearing that thing since October. Oh, you Jesus know, Halloween. Christ. Halloween doesn't last that long.
I don't know what's wrong with this guy today, man. Something's really wrong with him.
Hey, man, I get hype when we talking about the big box, baby. What are you talking
Papa
about?
Phil in the box brigade, man. All right, let's get started. Holy shit. That's a lot of good B-roll there.
Oh, I leave it all in, too.
Hello. Welcome to episode 176 of the Super Weapon Podcast, the most overpowered podcast on the internet. It's your boy, Darius Artis, and as always, got my co-host DC here with me today.
What up, though, good people? How are you out there?
Happy Saturday, man. And, you know, let's get a big, I don't know, what is it now? Restore the Roar? You know, we got to give a quick shout out to the Lions, man.
Let's go Lions, baby. You know, we in this thing.
I know we don't have a lot of, we may or may not have a lot of NFL sports, American football fans for his listeners, but you know, I got DC, man. He's been fighting with this team for a long time, man, and they're making a little noise right now. I really wanted to know how you feeling, man. I know you said you went out.
Hey, little baby. Let me tell you something. You know, from the birth, to the dirt is what we say around here. All right. We with the Lions, win, lose, or draw. Look, when my team's sorry, when they good, we in this thing, baby. We in this thing. And tomorrow we play Tampa Bay. This is not a sports podcast, but I just want to throw it out there. I think we could beat them. Actually, you know what? I will say this. I haven't told, like, people every time I wear, like, my Lions paraphernalia around town. I get high fives, man. Like, people be like, hey, man, y'all looking good, man. Y'all going to beat the Bucks, man, blah, blah, blah. Like, I've been getting a lot of – I've received no hate. Like, a lot of people have been like, yo, yeah, man, we want the Lions to win, man. And, yeah, so it feels kind of good, you know what I'm saying? But we taking it a game at a time, and – whatever happens, happens, man.
Man,
with the Lions,
awesome,
you really
though.
Do. Every game after, like, our season, after the season was over, all this is a bonus at this point.
Nah, I'm just happy to see, like, you know, for those guys who don't know, this, you know, me and DC, we love our respective sports teams, man, and I think the Lions did a great job hiring who they did, man. I'm really curious to see what they do, man. I'm rooting for them boys. You know, they're going to be back in Detroit again this weekend. I know the city probably going pretty crazy.
Oh, no, they're trying to be louder than what they broke a world. Like, they broke a record for loudest stadium or something.
Look at that, man. That's beautiful.
And they're trying to break that record. Like, they're telling people to, like, suck on the halls, get your throat ready. This sounds crazy, I know, right? But we're not going to take it there. But they're telling people, like, yo, we need y'all louder than what y'all was, like, last week. And I'm like, bro, are y'all trying to break the sound barrier? Like, all right, what's going on?
Shout out to them boys, man. Shout out to the Lions. Hopefully.
Hey, shout out to Dan, man.
Dan Campbell. Get him a Lion. That's all I'm saying. Get that
shout
guy
out to Dan Campbell, man. Hey, and hey, I could talk about it forever, but I'll just say this, man. That guy has been instrumental in – hyping the young boys up, hyping the team up, building up morale, getting the city behind the team, you know. And then Lions fans, like, well, I can't say that because Lions fans always turn up, man. Like, we always there, like, even in the darkest of times. 0-16. Dan Campbell, you know he played
he
for
played,
us
he
when
did
we went
play
0-16.
For that team, man. You know, I think it's all fate for him, man. And you know, how has your brother been during this time?
You know, since the Eagles haven't been soaring?
Yeah. Has he returned to his roots to root for the Lions, man?
I won't allow him to. No, stay with Philly. You stay over there, bucko. You stay with them Eagles. Don't come bringing that loser juice over here, okay? But.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
man.
You know, even he try to have, like, some nice words to say. And I said, I wouldn't accept it. Me being the fan that I am, I will not accept Philly. And also, you know, one of my coworkers is a Packers fan, and she was like, are you going to watch the game? Ew, no, I'm not watching no Packers. All right, keep your cheese. It's all about the roar, baby.
Well, we're going to restore that roar, man. See, they firing on all cylinders, man. I just, you know, we don't get to talk about sports and the things that we actually enjoy outside of gaming, and I think, you know, it's kind of fun to talk about this stuff, man. Shout out to the Lions. You know, the Falcons themselves may hire one of the oldest coaches in the league, but you know, if
I wasn't gonna bring it up.
Nah, you know, it's fine. I'm not gonna get into it. I believe in my boys. That's all I'm gonna say. But
you got to, man. Win, lose, or draw. You got to stay there for your team, man. I respect that. Like, that's one of my things, man. Like, when we went 0-16, boy, you know how much flack I caught? That's my God. Yeah. I was walking around with my Barry jersey on, just getting roasted.
They old Barry, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's, you know, shout out to my wife in chat, too. She's talking about it as well. She got her own comments about that certain quarterback, but the head coach, excuse me. But, That's not what we're here for, man. We talking about the Lions firing on all cylinders, but you know who else is firing on all cylinders? Xbox, man. They had a developer direct this past week. You know, starting off the year, you know, they did this last year. They had a smaller direct, had a couple of games that they showed, kind of gave us a picture of what the year is going to look like. And, you know, I personally think they started off pretty strong, but, you know, I wanted to know, man, how did you kind of feel about it, man? You know, we were texting a little bit back and forth when they had it premiering, but how you kind of feeling coming out this year, you know, for 2024 for Xbox?
I don't know what rock I was under or whatever, but I didn't find out about the direct until maybe like a day before, something like that. Shame on me. I'm supposed to be in touch with all this stuff, but hey, my mind be fried. Like, I have so much going on. But it was a pleasant surprise. When I heard about it, first thing I thought about was Hellblade was the first thing that I thought about when the direct popped up on my timeline. I was like, yo, they either have to show a little bit more or there's going to be some kind of Hellblade hype, right? So that was my first thoughts going into it. Then I started to kind of break things down. I was like, okay, what exactly can they show us? I was expecting a little bit bigger of a showcase considering how many studios and stuff they had. I thought they were going to go a little bit more in depth into what everybody was kind of like working on. And I mean, I say that not to like sound disappointed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
But this was just my initial thoughts. So I thought that they were going to like kind of branch out into that direction and show us like, oh, this studio is doing this, they're doing this, blah, 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 blah. But what they did show us was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. It was giving us a little bit of hope, letting us know that, hey, we are working on games. We just still, logistically, we're still trying to figure things out, put the pieces together and get this train going. But we are working on games. This is what we have coming out this year so far. I think there's going to be a few more things added to 2024. Mm-hmm. It seems like they're trying to strategically spread the butter. When I look at the dates, you know, it looked like they're trying to like spread it as much as they can so they can kind of hold down the year with their offerings. And a lot of people, from the temperature that I was checking online, it seems like a lot of people kind of sit in the middle. A lot of people were like, okay, cool. A lot of people was like, I want to see more. Or certain games, they necessarily weren't filling. You know what I'm saying? But to me, I say a little bit over half of it interested me as far as the games go. It was some stuff. This doesn't mean it was bad. It was just not in my wheelhouse. Like, it wasn't something that, it's not something that I go run into. Like the kind of the Command and Conquer type game that they showed.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. See, and that's.
Yeah.
I'm glad you kind of, you know, broke it down the way you did, because I thought it was a pretty interesting show from. It's just like kind of like you highlighted, right? Like, you know, we got some hard dates. You know, we got some ranges on things that they've kind of been working on since they've acquired a couple of studios. And I feel like this is the year that Xbox is going to really start to kind of show what some of these other studios are doing. And shout out to Weenie and Darkstar in chat. How you guys doing, man? Thank you guys for hanging out. If you guys are listening to the audio version, we record this live every Saturday, man. You guys got to get up in the Super Weapon Discord and follow us on all of our social media.
One quick thing. Hey, Darkstar, you fell asleep on me yesterday when we were supposed to play Monster Hunter. But what were you saying?
But no, man. You know, I thought this was a pretty good show. I mean, they kind of came out and announced what they were planning on showing beforehand, and I'm glad we finally got the date to Hellblade. You know, that was probably the biggest highlight of the show for me, because we've been kind of talking about it, going back and forth about Hellblade. But after seeing their portion, and I guess we can kind of talk like individual, like, you know, what we thought, but I was expecting, I'm actually kind of surprised that Hellblade, first of all, is going to be digital only, you know, so it's only going to be $50.
I thought they said 40.
No, it's like $49.99. So we can, say 50. You know, you can just say it's 50 bucks. And, you know, I know a lot of people were kind of upset about this particular point. You know, we've talked about it here before, man. You know, we're starting to move more and more towards that digital, that all digital future. And, you know, it could be a good thing, you know, if it kind of helps reduce the prices of some of the games that are coming out, you know, especially, you know, these AAA, quadruple A titles. You know, it sucks, but, you know, this is kind of just like the future we're looking at. You know, I think it was you or New Era I told Best Buy, for those of you guys who don't know, Best Buy is getting rid of their physical media. They're going all digital this year. So it's just, you know, how do you kind of feel about that? Like, are you going to miss like physical media? Because I know you're somebody who collects, you know, you still have a lot of your original Xbox games that you bought.
I kind of sit in the middle, right? Because I do have a lot of Xbox 360 physical media.
Yeah.
And I was the first one on board with the whole digital downloads. And then after talking to our good friend Dave and like kind of seeing his collection,
yeah,
I thought it was dope to have like physical copies like him. And then if you guys follow Huggable Hipster, she has like literally a library of like physical media, like all her games.
Right.
And so I thought it was cool. So I was about to kind of get back into the whole physical copy thing. But now, like, I don't know. I think I'll do it until they stop doing it. But I was really on board with the digital media because I was just thinking, oh, it's so convenient just to, you know, download a game and play it.
Right.
But I do kind of want to go back. See, like, I don't know if you can see it on the camera if you guys are looking, but I even have like this right here. I have the whole Halo collection.
He does.
Physical copies right here. Like every Halo game I have a physical copy of because I'm just such a big fan. I think where we're headed in the future, I think it's just easy. It cuts back on cost. I think with all these layoffs and stuff and what's going on, it's kind of playing a part and why people are kind of getting rid of the physical media, because it does cost money to like print this stuff up. I say print it up like it's paper, but you know what
I
mean.
I mean, essentially, like, yeah, you are kind of printing it on a disc. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got to have distributors and stuff. And that kind of it's a double edged sword because you kind of cut out the middleman and you save money. But at the same time, like, you know, you have places that's going to suffer, the Best Buys and the game stores, you know what I'm saying?
Pretty much any retail, retail.
Yeah. It's once again, it's just another hit on retail. But I truly understand like the collectors out there and the people who collect physical copies. I have a few friends who do DVDs like that, who have massive DVD collections, and people feel like, you know, when you go digital, they feel like you don't really own it. You know, people really want to have that physical media and to see it go, because it's going to go. I truly believe that maybe in a couple of years or so, it's slowly going to start fading away, and it's going to be an end of an era, man. It's just, you know, times are changing. Unfortunately, this is part of it, you know?
Yeah. And it sucks, man. You know, people like you and, you know, once again, shout out to Winnie and Chad. I'm not going to say how much his collection is worth on, you know, recorded, but he put a number and it's not a small one. So, but I just feel like that, and I'm kind of like with you, man, you know, we kind of grew up in that physical era, that physical media. And there is something to be said about, you know, you owning the game, you know, once you actually purchase it, put it in your hands. I mean, you know, you had Sony, the whole thing with their movies and stuff a couple of weeks ago that kind of had people scared of stuff that could just disappear. And, you know, I know there's no real right answer to, you know, what is coming, but I think something cool that I would love to see, and I don't know, like, as far as like legal stuff goes, but, you know, maybe if you could pay extra money to have a physical copy printed for you and, you know, sent to you, or, you know, something printed on a disc, like, I would be willing, and I'm sure some people would be willing to pay extra $5 or $10 a game if they're priced reasonably, of course, at.
Oh, so like just get like a physical copy sent to them or something?
Yeah, to get like a physical, you know what I mean? Like, because I know like that's the whole thing, is like money, you know, they don't make a lot of money on like physical sales much anymore. I mean, a lot of people do buy digital games. I do myself, you know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I don't, but I think a lot of people are just kind of disappointed, especially with Hellblade. And I don't know, like, if you feel like this, but I kind of feel like Hellblade really, you know, we propped it up to kind of, you know, put it against your Spider-Mans, your God of Wars, but just kind of like watching the presentation and seeing what their goal is for the game, I kind of look at it like its own separate thing now. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like it has that pressure. Like, it has to be a hard 9 or hard 10 out of 10 for it to, you know, be a successful Xbox first party title anymore. You know, especially with them saying like the game is going to be similar length to the first game. You know, I'm still kind of excited to play it, but, you know, I don't know. Like, do you still kind of feel like that? Like, you know, do you feel like it's going to be that quote unquote, you know, God of War, you know, for Xbox essentially?
I think this is where we differ. I think this is where we have different opinions. I still kind of believe that this one, it has to be like, in my eyes, it has to be like a hit. It has to be a mega hit for Xbox. I feel like, now, as far as we're talking about, because I was leaning more toward the actual gameplay a little bit as far as the comparison to God of War, I kind of retract that statement a little bit because it doesn't seem as hacky slashy as a God of War game. But as far as like the popularity and where we need it to be, it does have to have that popularity of God of War or a Spider-Man or one of PlayStation's Mount Rushmore of great games that they have over there. It has to have an effect. It has to have that, hey man, have you played Hellblade 2? Like, it has to have that, you know what I'm saying? It has to have that popularity to it because Xbox definitely just needs that push. I think that, and I know I'm jumping ahead here, but
no, go ahead, man.
I feel like the Indiana Jones game can also be that for them.
Oh God, it looks so good, man.
Yeah,
oh,
it looks fun, man. And I like the direction that they went by going like first person. I really, really like that direction. And I know it's kind of hard to pull off combat and pull things off in a first person view mode, but I think what I've seen with the whip, the weapons and stuff, is looking real good. Unlike Avowed, but we'll get there.
We're gonna talk about Avowed. Yeah.
We're jumping all over the place, but
nah,
just...
we can talk about indie, man. Like, you know, as somebody who I really feel like I'm a casual kind of. I've seen I've seen most of the movies, of course. I, you know, get a lot of the jokes, the memes.
I've never seen the movies.
You've never seen an Indiana Jones movie?
I've never seen Indiana Jones.
Okay, see.
Don't take my movie card.
You see what I work with here, guys? I just... nah, but...
Uncultured swine.
But I'll kidding aside, man. Like, you know, your Uncharted, your Tomb Raiders, those games kind of got a lot of their inspiration from that genre of movies, you know, that treasure hunter. I'm a professor, you know, very smart historian professor. And I also have all these amazing talents and skills. It's, you know, it kind of came from that genre, but Indiana Jones, I think they did a really good job being like authentic with what, you know, the spirit of those films and the spirit of those like other, you know, the spirit of Indy is. And I've never played, you know, you're talking about the first person, like Machine Games, they made those Wolfenstein games, you know, a lot of people really love those games. Those are first person. I wasn't really worried about it myself, honestly. I think it looks more, and I hesitate to say it's like a movie game, but I like it, you know, like.
And I think that gives it two different perspectives, right?
Yeah.
Because you're talking to one person who knows the lore and the history, you know.
Just not, yeah.
But at least you like, so I, man, look, only thing I know about Indiana Jones is a whip, all right? And I think I played like the original Indiana Jones game like on Nintendo or something way back in the day. But
wow,
I think that with me coming in with a fresh pair of eyes, maybe that's why, you know, because you know how people, they'll go in a game and they'll kind of like destroy it, like, oh, this didn't happen or blah, blah, blah. Because
I got you, yeah.
The game takes place in the middle of two movies.
Yeah, it's between two of the films. this is like a younger Indiana Jones, and you know, they had Harrison Ford's likeness, which I thought was pretty cool. For those of you guys who don't know, Harrison Ford has played Indiana Jones for like 6 decades or something at this point. He's, you know, he's been around the block for a little minute, man. Shout out to Harrison Ford. And they have Troy Baker, or Joel from the Last of Us video game series, and a couple of other high profile like voice acting gigs. He's the voice of Indy, and I think he did a good job, man. It just felt very, and not like a disrespect, like, you know, like that B movie popcorn, you know, that, you know, you start off with him in trouble, but you know, I just think it looks really impressive. Like, I really am excited to see more of this game. You know, I like the part with the puzzles and, you know, how there's some stuff that's going to be hidden, you know, because you guys know me, like, you know.
Yeah, and then the fact that they gave you an option for the puzzles, I think it's like, if you want to find the really, really cool stuff or expand, like, the world or your gameplay, you could do these puzzles and get these achievements, and you know, they don't force feed it to you. Cause I remember back in the day when you would play a game like Resident Evil or something, and I literally would just get stuck on a puzzle for like days. Like, there was no internet or nothing to help you. You were just literally stuck there. And I kind of like want to give ourselves a pat on the back, because man, we would figure it out. It would take us forever, but we're like, come on, like, something has to make sense.
Talk
here,
to some of your neighbors or your cousins or
man,
something.
Man, people,
you know,
who are playing it. Yeah. Like, you go to school, like, yo, I'm stuck on this part. Oh, you didn't get past that? You got to do this. Or, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, or just waiting until like the next Nintendo Power or something come out. Like, with the pages.
Man,
remember walkthroughs on pages? That's disgusting work right there, boy.
Good old gaming magazines, but now they're dead forever. So, unfortunate.
Another era. Another. Oh man, fun times. But yeah, I feel like, and this, man, this ranch sauce that I had on these tenders, man, is just burning my throat. I don't know if I'm allergic. I'm just over here dying
not,
right
You're
now.
Right.
Dying for the, man, look, we live and die for the podcast right about now. But yeah, I feel like Indiana Jones could be one of those ones as well for Xbox. And Hellblade definitely has my attention. I started back playing part one and just really realized that I live alone and I don't like it. I live alone and it's scary. Like, I'm playing this game and it literally starts messing with my mind. I tried, like, true story, right? So I went back and was playing Hellblade 1. And after I got finished playing it, like, I was in a shower and I started hearing voices, right?
Oh, no.
And so I'm like, okay, I'm just tripping because of the game. So I went in my room and I'm reading my book, my little usual bedtime routine. Man, I'm starting to hear voices. Like, this game literally just be destroying me, man. So I don't know. I'm going to have to just play through it. I'm just going to have to tough it out. But yeah, that game is really a trip, man. It's really, really, really freaky.
It is, man. Like, the whole, you know, the whole psychosis episode and stuff that she has, just the mental health issues that they portray in the game. I do, and that's, you know, let me clear it, man. Like, I think Hellblade 2 is going to be a fantastic game. I think it's going to be excellent. I'm not disappointed that it's going to be a shorter game. I feel like I know the conversation is going to be kind of surrounding it, right? Like, it's going to be a great game, but people are going to move that goalpost because it's going to be Xbox. And I feel I'm hoping this year is the year that, you know, with them showing the diversity of games that they're planning to release this year, that, you know, the conversation kind of changes around that, because, you know, we talk about a lot here, man. Like, you know, Xbox is more focused on their services. They're more focused on expanding their digital repertoire, their network outside of just the Xbox, man. I mean, you know, hardware sales are kind of, you know, they're down every year, you know, every generation there's less and less PlayStations and Xboxes purchased, you know, and we're just, they're focused on the future. And I think we're going to start to see, hopefully we start to see a lot of smaller titles like that. You know, everything doesn't have to be 80 hours, 100 hours, you know, for you to enjoy it. But I'm
as
definitely
a grown person, I am definitely okay with that.
Right.
As a grown adult, I'm definitely okay with games being a nice bite size.
Right.
You know, it's all about the quality. You don't have to be massive. You don't have to be a massive game. I went to check out Valhalla, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which is on Xbox Game Pass.
That game's huge. I know it. I haven't even heard of it.
Like, soon as I started playing it, I was just like, what the hell? I was like, I'm not going to play this game. This is ridiculous. Like, yeah. Ubisoft, like, come on, dog. Like, y'all just be making games big for the hell of it. Hey, but you know what? Respect, man. I guess they trying to make sure you get your $70 worth. I don't know, but if you get a nice amount of content,
yeah,
that's a good week or two of gameplay, solid gameplay, I'm okay with that. Like, you don't have need to be playing a game for months. I mean, it just depends on the game. Like, games where you play anything over 2 weeks to me is either like maybe like a FPS, you know,
looter, your looter shooter or something.
Yeah,
VR,
or
yeah.
RPGs, like, you know, RPGs is something that you have to sink your teeth into. Those, to me, I've always grown up thinking that RPGs are like those type of games that last a long time.
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, because it's just like being an adult, like, I just can't, you know, you just have to manage your time properly, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, it's going to take me like 2 years to beat this game because I can only play an hour on the weekends or something. But yeah, man, it's just, I feel like this Direct overall, I'll give it a thumbs up, definitely. I liked everything I saw, even with the Square Enix game. Let me look in my notes here.
Visions of Mana. Yeah, we can actually, I'm so glad you brought up Visions of Mana because I did want to talk about this too.
There's a bigger play at hand here, and I'm going to let my man Darius break it on down. This is what he does. This
we
is
did,
what he
we did. We did have some predictions last week, right? And one of the ones I didn't get to, I really feel like Xbox is going to try to acquire a Japanese studio. You know, that's like my big long play for this year for them. Their big surprise moment because, you know, traditionally Xbox has done very well in North America, okay in Europe, and not so good in Japan. And Phil Spencer, the head of Xbox, he's come out plenty of times over the years and talked about how he's wanted to deepen his relationship and expand Xbox over in Japan. You know, and this, you know, this was a game that showed up. This was a surprise game. They didn't even have this one listed in the blog that they posted. So I think, you know, for it to be like this, you know, series, I know a lot of people may not know what Visions of Mana is. It's a JRPG series that goes back like 30 some odd years. There's like 17 games or something or the other. I've played maybe a few of them. I'm not going to pretend like I know, you know, everything there is to know about Visions of Mana, but I just know it's like an old school JRPG series. And it's good to see that Microsoft is working out this partnership with Square Enix because, you know, we've made the jokes for years that they never, you know, Square didn't like Final Fantasy, you know, because Final Fantasy never really came out on Xbox, blah, blah, blah. But you have Final Fantasy 14 coming out on Xbox this year, I believe. You got this game coming out. You know, they had a couple of the Persona games on. They're really trying really hard to hit that Japanese audience. And this is just like another point. Now, what studio, you may ask? I have no idea what studio they could possibly want out of Japan. I think it's going to be something like a smaller indie studio. Actually, that's something
that's what I was about to say.
That's what I would prefer personally, because then you could have more of those, I don't want to say experimental projects, but something that's kind of like out of the box. You know, a lot of those games actually do pretty well on Switch too, because they're kind of, you know, mobile and whatnot. But that's just like my big thing here. Like, I was actually pretty excited to see that they had something like this showing up at the Direct. I don't think I'm going to play it myself. Like I said, I haven't played a lot of Vision of Mana games.
It gives me that, Genshin Impact type vibe when I was looking at it.
It's a very like classic, think like, you know, Final Fantasy. I forget what the first Visions of Mana name was actually called. It was something to do with Final Fantasy, actually. But it kind of branched off into its own thing. But, you know, shout out to Xbox for having this. I mean, like I said, man, like, they're more focused on trying to bring in more people from, you know, all types of gamers. So, you know, they're going to keep pushing this Japanese agenda, this overseas agenda, you know, Eastern agenda. And I'm glad to see it. You know, gaming is not just, it shouldn't just be US based. There's a lot of talented studios that work all over the world. So, you know, this is going to be a good.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and I'm not sure if this is going to be on Game Pass, but, you know, I know that, you know, Hellblade 2 and obviously Indie are, you know, going to be on Game Pass. So that's just another thing, you know, another notch in the belt for us.
Yeah, Xbox, as far as like Genshin Impact, I meant like the visuals, not the actual like game.
No,
play.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of like just gave like me that vibe when I was looking at it.
That anime, like the colorful, that very colorful, anime. I don't want to say like kawaii.
Shading type.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks cool. Like, you never know. Like I said, man, time is very scarce, but I do be looking to just try new things, and it does look cool. It looked like something that I can get into. And
it does.
I see the play. Like, these are the things we want to talk about and harp on, because I 100% agree with you. I do believe that Xbox, you know, they're smart people, you know what I'm saying? And they know for them to have success, they're going to have to branch out into that market. That's a very huge market.
Mm-hmm.
They would be foolish to just think or just focus on studios here and what they can do here.
I mean, now, they kind of got to, man. Like, you're going to hit a point where Game Pass conversion rate is going to slow down in the U.S. at some point. You know, you're going to have the family plan that hopefully launches this year, which would be a big boom for Xbox. But they're, in my opinion, like, if you look at like their whole services line and the timeline of it, it's kind of following what Netflix has already done. Netflix used to have that family plan. You know, they kind of got rid of it over time because they realized they were losing money. But they were trading that loss for getting as many people through the door as possible. And that's what Xbox is going to eventually end up trying to do.
So, okay. Now, we have a game here. Like I said, this is out of my wheelhouse. I don't know about you, but it looked fun.
Is this the, what game is this? Yeah, I don't want to take your thunder. What is this? What game is you talking about?
Is it Ara?
Ara History Untold? Okay. We can talk about Ara.
My thing is this, right? I'm going to let you shine. I'm going to let you have a showroom floor because, like I said, I don't know what's going on here. I watched it, and I was like, look, there's something for everybody here. And apparently, like, this game does have a big following.
A huge community, apparently, yeah.
Yeah, there's a huge community, so I'm not going to judge this game because I don't think it's fair for me to judge this game if I don't know about the game. Like, I literally know nothing. I know it's kind of, I know the gist of it, and I could see where fun can be had. And that's not to say that I won't try it, like, especially, yeah. I mean, if it's on Xbox, Game Pass, and you know. But yeah, so I'm looking at you to kind of take this one away, man.
So
what do we have here?
So from my understanding of what this game kind of looks like to me is that RTS, Civilization, you're building up a society going through the ages, and you have these,
look like you're rewriting history,
like these historical, essentially that's what it, you have these historical figures that give you like certain abilities and stuff for the empires that they may rule. It might just be like nobility or anything, but it's basically like that kind of game, like a, you know, you're starting from cavemen and you're building to become, you know, a spacefaring civilization. This kind of like, what was the other game that I was kind of thinking of that kind of follows along like this kind of like
Civilization?
top down view, like Civilization, kind of like that Jurassic Park game. City Skylines.
And see, I tried Skyline and I tried the Jurassic Park one. It's just
this is just like really that kind of slower paced. If you're somebody who likes managing like different systems and stuff, you want to control your own city and history.
And I do. I'm just,
you
know, so
and apparently there's some sort of like multiplayer component. I'm not sure. I mean,
that's nuts.
If I'm being honest, man, like, you know, I played a lot of like RTSs when I was in high school, you know, like Command and Conquer was really like the thing. But it's been so long since I've played something like this. Is something that is like really slower pace. Like I said, you know, if you like kind of like micromanaging that kind of those kind of systems and, you know, just like you said, controlling history. I mean, it looks really cool. I think it's not for me personally, but
Yeah, I feel bad. I don't want
to
like.
No, it's not necessarily to feel bad, but it's just kind of like one of those things that.
Well, it just didn't feel like it was fair, you know.
Yeah, the thing I like, right, that all these studios kind of have their own little personalities where, you know, these people are passionate about the stuff that they make, and that's the one thing that I really love about, you know, Xbox is I didn't even know that this studio they own this studio. Like, it's just kind of one of those things. I was like, oh, okay. You know, that's kind of tight that they're going to have another. And they kind of have history with, like, RTSs or the top-down games. You know, like Halo Wars. They just made the Gears game a couple of years ago. Gears Tactics. You know, so they've always kind of had these types of games in their back pocket, you know, to kind of fill out their library. And, you know, I think this is going to be kind of like another thing for them. A little, you know, to fill out that kind of that part of the community. Like I said, man, they're just. They're really casting a wide net on the games that not only that their studios want to make, but they're, you know, that they're promoting. And
yeah, not just focus on like pew and shooting games.
Yeah,
and
not just your typical FPS, BR, you know, your third person over the shoulder game like you have with Hellblade, but you know, Xbox is really letting these studios kind of flex their muscles, you know. And you know, we can go ahead and talk about the last game that premiered. And
let's talk about it. I'm interested to hear your thoughts
about Avowed. So this is a game that Obsidian is, you know, for those guys who don't know Obsidian, they made like Fallout New Vegas, Outer Worlds. Excuse me, Outer Worlds was pretty fun. I liked it, but I'm curious to hear what your thoughts were, because this was like the first real look we got to see Avowed.
It's gonna be, I don't want to say a hard, I'll say a over the shoulder, off the back foot pass for me.
Oh my God.
I just wasn't impressed.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be, you know, I'm gonna be gentle, you know, we're not gonna go hard body. I'll just say that it was a pass for me. I just got too many. It made me have flashbacks of like, what was the game that just came out? God, it's too Bethesda-y for me. It gave me that.
That's what.
It gave me those
Starfield
vibes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, Starfield. I just got really bad vibes about this game. To be honest, like, I was watching it.
Yeah.
I was kind of listening to how they were explaining the game and the way you'll be able to fight people, the combat and stuff. And I don't want to be a rude asshole, but I've heard this before already. I'm literally remember like games from the past, like really making it seem like the dual wielding and the way that it just looked is just. It wasn't really drawing me in from what we saw the last time of Avowed. Like, it really didn't change my perspective on a game. I'm still kind of like, I'm still kind of just kind of there with it. Like, I'm not, if we're being perfectly honest, I'm not really feeling it at all, man. I'm just, like I said, maybe it'll come out and change my mind. But, and I thought since the last time they showed it and we talked about it,
yeah,
I was really, really hoping that when I saw it this time, I was like, okay, this is your moment. This is your time to kind of bring DC to your side. And I was sitting there with like just holding my breath, like, is that it? Is that it? And the more they showed the combat, I was just like, no. I was like, okay, I checked out. Like, I was gone. I checked out. I was out of there. I was like, okay, Avowed may be a skip for me when it drops. So, yeah, that's what I can say in being nice, because I'm a nice person. But I'm just going to have to politely pass off the back foot into the end zone, hoping that I could do something in the red zone. I don't know. How do you feel about it?
Okay, so I agree with a lot of what you said. So I think that Avowed is what we kind of look at. We had this whole conversation about RPGs and just kind of like that Bethesda style, you know, that very, it's just not, it doesn't look like I would get all the way through this game. You know what I mean? Like, it, it looks fun for what it is, you know, and that's not to say like I think the game's going to be horrible or anything, but I just feel like there's nothing, just like you said, the game does like differently to the point where I could kind of look past the okay, we get a dialogue tree, you choose these Ooh. Couple of things, you know, there's consequences for your actions, but you know, it's, and honestly, I think what ruined a lot of that for me lately is Baldur's Gate 3, because that is a game where you can literally have all these dozens and dozens of different scenarios and things that happen. I feel like this game,
and it matters. See, that's the thing.
Yeah. Like in Baldur's Gate,
there's dire consequences and there's game changing consequences. Like it really means something with every conversation that's had.
Yeah, and you know, I think one thing that I did kind of like about the game that I saw was like the combat's kind of cool. You know, the ability to kind of like freely swap in between these different classes of weapons and stuff is kind of interesting.
But that's cool, right?
You know,
that's cool. But visually, was it there for you? Like, to me,
I think the problem with the, I think what happened with this game is, personally, like, if I'm being completely honest, like, they, when they showed that original trailer of the game being kind of more on the realistic side, kind of hitting that more like those Skyrim kind of notes, and then they switched to this, it kind of caused like visual shock to most people, right? Like, because fun fact, a lot of people don't remember when Borderlands was first coming out, it was originally going to be like this super realistic game. Like, I bought the Game Informer magazine for it. I remember that. And then they switched over to the cel shading.
That would be weird.
Look up, you should Google Borderlands original art. Like, there was actual, like, gameplay footage of the game when it was realistic.
We'll
put
it in Discord.
Oh, it was awful. It was awful. But, you know, it ended up working out for them. And I feel
I love the way that they went. Good choice.
And I feel like, you know, this situation is one of those situations where the art style may not be working for everyone. Like, I'm okay with it being kind of fantastical, kind of cartoony, you know, exaggerated features. Like, I know a lot of people were talking about like the facial animations and stuff in the gameplay trailer. You know, I can look past a lot of that stuff. I mean, I'm going to get back to playing Skyrim eventually. You know, like, it's definitely on my list, I think, for February. But it's just kind of like what you said. Like, I feel like you're going to see almost everything this game has to offer within the first half of it. Without there being any, you know, how deep does the combat go for people? You know, how deep does the dialogue tree go outside of you just choosing these quote unquote morally gray options? You know, like, I think it's what, you know, I say this term all the time. It's a known quantity. I think it's going to be an okay game. I think a lot of people are going to enjoy it. But, you know, I'm kind of with DC on this. I don't think this is going to pique my interest enough. But it's going to be on Game Pass, so I'll try it. Like, I'll be
always like the go-to, right?
It's, you know, like, it's going to be on Game Pass. Pass. You know,
let's see if I get. I'm surprised, you know, like, man. Maybe, you know, but it was a lot of stuff that I was seeing, man. And I'm not going to lie to you. I was very like disappointed because I was really, really hoping that they would knock it out of the park. Obsidian, they do have a reputation, you know, they have a reputation for making great games.
They make good games.
I think the Outer Wilds, that was actually a very good game, but I think
it was a smaller game too, but you know,
honestly, I think after playing, I'm probably got about a good 25 hours, maybe 30 hours of Baldur's Gate in and ain't got no goddamn where. I don't know where the hell I'm at, but I think these choice type games really gonna have to,
these RPGs, man, like I feel like we're at a point, and I hope, you know, I hope we get to that where RPGs kind of take that next step for me, because I know, you know, the whole AI topic is a hot button topic and a lot of people hate it for the right reasons. You know, we're going to talk about what Zac Efron did probably next week. I definitely didn't forget about that shit, but I feel like it's hard to kind of, you know, develop choice and have all these expansive dreams for RPGs just because the cost is so high. And, you know, it's, you know, Baldur's Gate did something incredible, you know, through crowdfunding, and, you know, that game got to be what it was, you know, because of that. But I feel like this is going to be like, you know, maybe this is a smaller or shorter RPG kind of focused, which I would be fine with. If it's that, you know, if this is kind of like a more self-contained, outer worlds Fallout New Vegas type game, I'd be cool with it. You know, give me 40 hours in this, I'm cool. You know, but you know, I think that's about what I had in Starfield, you know, about 40, and I was like, yeah, there's really nothing else kind there's of compelling me to come play, you know, continue playing. Yeah,
right, there's nothing really holding you to it. There's no,
right,
to me, there's no like investment. Like, I'm not sitting here like, okay, what's gonna happen at the end? You know what I'm saying? There's nothing to keep
me
from playing. Now let me tell you something, just a little side note. Baldur's Gate is a funny game, right? Because I've never felt so intimidated on turning a game on, just turning the game on, because this game is unforgiving as hell. Like, keeping your team alive, and they don't make it easy. And you want to keep your team alive because revives and stuff like that, it costs. I believe you can get someone, don't quote me on this. I'm just playing the game and finding out stuff as I go. But I believe you may get some kind of magic or something to help revive your people. But in the beginning, you know, you have these scrolls, these revive scrolls, and you don't come by those often. So, and then if you buy them, they cost a lot of money, and you're stupid poor in the beginning of the game. So to say that, it's very challenging. I'm trying to step out and try new things, and I've been playing Baldur's Gate, and it's been whooping my ass. Like, and you know, you have That's to awesome, learn man. And just look up stuff. And between that and like Monster Hunter, man, like my brain be like fried. Like, I was having so much fun with Monster Hunter until I got to like, I guess you want to say, what is it, the end game? Like, when you start really fighting the...
Are you in high rank? Is that where you are?
Did
you...
Yeah. I just entered high rank, and boy, you talking about a man on a cart, all right? A man on a cart. All you see is my little cart. You'll see today if you guys stick around, and you'll see me on my little cart just getting carted away.
But that's the thing, though, man. Like, you know, I feel like this year, you know, I think overall the Xbox show was... I thought it was good. You know, I'll give it an 8.
I'll give it a strong 8.
Yeah.
I'll give it a strong 8.
I think it was a great show. It was, you know, them showing off some of the smaller projects that may not have gotten the shine in the summertime. You know, we got
just as important, I believe.
It is. And I think this once again kind of fills out the portfolio. You know, I'm curious what we get later in the year as they kind of integrate Activision in. You know, they got a lot of
we'll get more directs too.
Cool. Yeah, hopefully
in a couple of months.
Hopefully we do. I would say maybe 2 a year is fine. Like, maybe they do one in the winter.
I'm down for that. Don't direct us today.
Because I'm gonna be honest, man. Like, I'm not like the super big. I'm not a super big fan of the video game awards. But that's another conversation for another day. But yeah, I think that was cool, man. I'm excited to see more.
Check out the Patreon and see why Darius doesn't like the music awards.
The video game awards.
Awards, boy, I'm tripping.
Besides the fact that I'm not just a big award show guy, I think there's just better ways to present games. But I'm gonna leave it at that, man. Thank you guys for hanging out for episode 176, man. DC, you know, if you want to give us a nice little close out, man.
Oh man, I got the floor. Like, hold on. I got the floor.
Floor skis.
And I'm so unprepared. Let's see. How are we gonna close this thing out? First of all, we want to give a shout out to the foundation, as I like to call it. We got our lovely chat here. We got Weenie in the building. We got Dark Star in the building and quite a few other people. Thank you guys for giving us your time, because time is precious and time is valuable. Remember that. So we love it. We love it. I also want to give a shout out. I don't care if people say, you know, get off of them. You riding the wave. I don't care. A good product is a good product, damn it. And I want to give a shout out to our guy, Amaze, man. Look, what that guy is doing on Kick with his talent show format, Uprise, it's to be... is something that definitely got my creative brain flowing. Me and Darius been tossing ideas back and forth, but what he's doing over there is exactly what this industry needs. It needs a breath of fresh air. You know, we need to bring more of what you love into this space. So I advise you guys really, really, really go over there to Kick and check out Amaze. Or it's, they have it, what is it, Friday nights?
I believe it's Friday nights, something like Eastern. That, yeah.
I'm going to get a time. It's going to be posted in the Discord and on my Twitter page. I posted a few times. The reason why I'm talking about it so much is because I truly do think it's a dope idea. And, you know, if it's a dope idea, I'm going to give it praise. Last night was a hell of a show, man. If you have the VODs up, go check the VODs out. I promise you, if you're a music lover, you're going to love it. I love music. That's probably why I love it so much. But yeah, definitely a lot of dope talent. Block out the noise, as Amaze would say, and just see for yourself, man. Very, very good. Besides that, I really don't have anything else to say. I hope you guys have a good Saturday and stay warm, because it's cold as hell outside.
Thank you guys for hanging out, man. That's going to be the end of the episode. Make sure you guys check us out on YouTube, Super Weapon Twitter. Check out our Super Weapon Discord as well.
I got the
man.
Shorts going. Hey,
yes, we got shorts up. Shorts. Please make sure you guys go like those shorts, man. It helps out a lot. But
yeah, those shits are hard to make. Love me.
They are.
Please.
Once you get the template, it's good, though. But appreciate you guys for hanging out. It's going to be in the audio version. And we'll see you guys next week.
Peace. Oh.